Three times a year, for a week at a time, God's visible church would assemble in Jerusalem at the temple, and they would worship for a week at length. You come in and worship God for an hour or two or three each Lord's Day. They would worship for a week at a time, three times a week, and if you actually add up the hours, it's about the same, to be honest, but it kind of all gets done real solidly packed in those weeks. The psalm pictures people going on pilgrimage to Jerusalem for those great feasts of worship, but depending upon where you lived in Israel, you could have a long journey. And the many days you would be walking to get where you're going was the pilgrimage. That's why I'm using the term pilgrimage. And many of the psalms use the pilgrimage kind of as a symbol of living life. We are making a pilgrimage through this life. We're going to Jerusalem, which is the redemption of all things at Christ's second coming, the resurrection, that sort of thing. But we're making our way through life on our way to that. The journey can be difficult, and quite a number of the pilgrims had to pass through a place called the Valley of Baca, which you just sang about. Does anybody know what the Valley of Baca means? We didn't translate it in our singing, we just used the name. Anybody know what Baca means? It means weeping. Some modern translations will bring that out, some don't. But the psalmist says, on our way to Jerusalem, some of us had to pass through valleys where it's really hard and weeping takes place. That's why they named it the Valley of Weeping. Nobody names a very pleasant and verdant land, this is the Valley of Weeping. So you have to pass through that on your way to Jerusalem. It's arduous, it's tough, it's difficult. But the psalmist says, for those who are making their way to Jerusalem, the Lord will turn the Valley of Baca into a pleasant place of pools. He will send rain upon the Valley of Baca. He will bless it so that even in passing through the Valley of Weeping, you who are on pilgrimage to see God in Jerusalem, He will bless that moment in the pilgrimage. It is a direct promise in our psalm. There is a strain of Christianity that will tell you, if you come to the Lord, He will give you all the desires of your heart. Life will become easy. There's no biblical promise about that at all. In fact, there's actually some biblical promise that if you truly are drawn by the Lord to love Him and to be part of Him and to journey to Zion, your life will get harder because you'll have to pass through these valleys of Baca. But the promise is God will bless those moments. He will turn the Valley of Baca into a blessed pool and with refreshing rain. Instead of weeping from your eyes, the sky is raining blessings onto the Valley of Baca. Really, only those who have walked with the Lord know what this promise really is like. The world looks for freedom from suffering and difficulty. God says, I will turn the Valley of Baca into a blessing. It is very different. And it is very dear.